Saturation is broadly defined as the point where additional data are not likely to produce new or relevant themes, indicating data collection can stop. The concept of saturation is often leveraged as a means of enhancing the strength of qualitative research. However, it is not always well defined, understood, or rigorously assessed. The objective of this review was to identify and evaluate existing definitions and methods for assessing saturation of qualitative data. Two PubMed search strings were developed. One focused on the topic of interest, saturation, and another more broadly capturing qualitative methods articles. This was supplemented by hand-searching references and reviewing gray literature. A total of 28 articles were included in this review. 25 articles defined saturation, 5 with original definitions, and 20 citing at least one source. 6 unique versions of saturation with different definitions and primary focuses were found across 15 articles. Theoretical, thematic, and meaning saturation, the first three, each define inductive or bottom-up approaches, which aim to determine, without any pre-existing code framework or theory, the point in data collection where few or no new concepts are identified and no further nuances or insights into concepts can be found in the data. The next three, a priori thematic, code, and data saturation, each define deductive or top-down approaches, which aim to determine the point in data collection at which concepts begin to repeat, few or no new concepts are identified, and those identified exemplify existing code framework or theory. The primary focuses of these definitions varies regardless of whether they are inductive or deductive. Theoretical and code saturation emphasize data novelty or the presence of new emergent concepts within the data. Thematic and data saturation emphasize data redundancy or the repetition of concepts within the data. Neither meaning nor a priori thematic saturation emphasize one over the other. 16 articles describe strategies for assessing saturation, each of which align to one of 6 methodologies under one of 3 typologies. First, sample-focused strategies like statistical modeling and stopping criterion, which rely on formulas to predetermine the sample size needed to reach saturation. Next, frequency-focused strategies like comparative method and code frequency counts, which rely on reviewing and comparing the number of identified codes across transcripts during data collection to assess for saturation. Finally, analysis-focused strategies, like high-order grouping and code meaning, which rely on reviewing and comparing the salience of new codes and nuances within existing codes across transcripts during data collection to assess for saturation. The findings from this review offer a central resource for researchers to customize their approach to saturation and to transparently communicate that approach to stakeholders. By doing so, the appropriate application of saturation in specific studies can be more efficiently discussed and assessed. Additionally, this resource allows a single framework in which diverse stakeholders can discuss and compare various approaches while using the same language. Without this common understanding, stakeholders risk making false assumptions about saturation in a single study, which could threaten common understandings of conceptual coverage, relevance, and salience.